Mayor Miner says the program could expand upon the efforts of the city and county to keep families out of shelters and off the streets.
If your family is receiving public assistance and cannot afford to pay your rent, your city and your state would be able to help you keep you in your home. And we would make up that difference. Because again, we know that it's much easier to deal with the issues and the problems when people are in their homes with their support systems and networks.
Queens Assemblymember Andrew Hevesy is leading the cause at the state capitol. He says the state's current homeless crisis has not been this critical since the Great Depression. Hevesy says there's an estimated 150,000 homeless children, and it's not declining. He says the New York State shelter allowance has not increased to match the current need since 1975.
The reason why we're addressing it now is because we've come to critical mass. The state has not been doing its job for decades. It's even been sued on not increasing the shelter allowance. And finally, we're saying enough is enough. We have to change the policy, which will in turn not only save tens of thousands of households, including children, but also save taxpayers lots of money.
Executive Director of the Samaritan Center in Syracuse, Mary Beth Fry, says losing a home can be catastrophic for kids.
You can't imagine the disruption to a child who, when they find this grounding and they find this foundation at school with teachers and a support network, suddenly has that taken away from them. And they're suddenly in a shelter trying to figure out what life is now. This initiative would help those kids stay connected to school that then determines very much their future.
After eviction, domestic violence is the second leading driver of homelessness. Vera House Executive Director Randy Bregman says they typically shelter more than 400 people per year.
And about half of those people are children, many of them under the age of five. They'll come into our shelter, get an order of protection, establish some of the things they need to establish, and be ready to move on and out and create a stable home for their families. But to find safe, affordable housing in our city is the greatest challenge we face to help people exit our shelter.
Mayor Miner acknowledges there's a shortage of safe, affordable housing for struggling families, but she says the city is currently working with its partners on housing initiatives. Assemblymember Hevesy says he has a broad coalition of bipartisan support for the Housing Stability Support Program and hopes it can become part of the budget conversation in Albany. Scott Willis, WAER News.